Using tear gas and brutal tactics, French authorities have forcibly evacuated their 26th refugee camp in Paris this year. As many as 3,000 people have been rendered homeless and not been given long-term housing, meaning they'll be back on the streets soon. Most of the refugees were from conflict zones that have been drastically worsened thanks to French interference, Syria, Afghanistan, and Somalia. Despite playing such a significant role in the creation of the world's worst refugee crisis since World War II, France is constantly criticized for not doing enough to resolve the crisis.
France welcomes a small number of refugees, and it's a very small number given the global emergency. It is also too small for a country with the size of France's population and economy. We are calling on Paris and all of Europe to process at least 300,000 asylum seekers this year to make a dent in the refugee crisis.
New UK Prime Minister Theresa May recently met with her French counterpart, and they agreed to maintain the status quo at the notorious Calais refugee camp, which confines some 7,300 people amid atrocious conditions. During the run-up to the Brexit vote, France had threatened to push the UK asylum seekers to Dover, England, but many were aware that this was just a scare tactic. The UK simply refuses to process asylum seekers from Calais, and in exchange, they send millions of euros each year to pay for the costs of Calais. France has little leverage, and they also do a purposely bad job of receiving, processing, and accepting asylum seekers.
France and the UK are not meeting their international obligations in Calais. Our mission in the camp has discovered many people who have every legal right to migrate to the UK and who have families ready to receive them. We hope to see some significant progress by the end of the year.
Both May and Hollande have waged xenophobic crackdowns on immigrants, but France and EU leaders insist that the newly independent UK cannot access their common market without allowing the free movement of people. It's an issue which may not be resolved until 2019, when Britain's exit from the EU is expected to become final. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.